It's time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
This is Stu's Reviews. This week we have a Toyota Land Cruiser. Beautiful machine. They came out 2024 with a new style. This is a 2025, and it remains the same style. More like a Bronco, boxy, narrow, good for off-road. It's built for off-road. This one I'm driving, I mentioned 2025 smoky blue metallic paint. Kind of a baby blue. Interior is black with brown trim in there. It's the deluxe model. And that Softex material on those seats inside. Seats 5, they don't make a 3-row Land Cruiser. All the seats are heated. The second row is a bench, so the outboards are heated. This is a big machine, 5,639 pounds, 196.5 inches long. Wheelbase on the Land Cruiser is 112.2. Cargo capacity behind the back seat is 38 cubic foot. It could be more, but this is, I already mentioned, a hybrid, so there's a battery underneath the cargo floor. So it kind of steps up a little bit. Still pretty big, though. This features 20-inch wheels. They're kind of a carbon graphite gray colored. And they're multi-spokes, and the wheels, the tires are Yokohama Geolander 265-65-20s. I mentioned the premium package, so you get the 12.3 infotainment screen on this Land Cruiser. Head-up display in the windshield. I enjoyed that coming up from Denver. Rear vision and surround vision view on this big screen, so you can tell what if you're going to back into a pole in my indoor parking. Radar cruise control, you always expect these items on a deluxe car like this. Flatbed phone charger in the console. Remote electric start. Tilt telescope is powered. You don't use a latch and shove it up and down. You pull on a little switch and move it up and down electronically. Heated leather steering wheel. It was nice this morning. It was about 30 degrees. Panoramic moonroof on this one. Of course, it has navigation. I use Apple CarPlay to navigate. And this has a wonderful stereo, JBL AM/FM satellite stereo with 14 speakers in there. The power plant in this is incredible, 326 horsepower, 2.4-liter four-cylinder turbo with a hybrid setup, some electric motors incorporated. Torque is phenomenal, 465 pound-feet of torque. Has an 8-speed automatic. It's not a CVT. Paddle shifters. This is a full-time four-wheel drive. 0 to 60 in 7.7 seconds. It's not a rocket ship, but it's peppy. It's heavy. And top speed is 115 miles an hour, reportedly. This vehicle is built in Hamura, Tokyo, Japan. Imported over here with a $70,164 list price. By the way, the fuel economy is 25 on the road. 23 combined, 22 in town. Nice big gas tank. You got to use premium in it. 17.9-gallon tank. Range is 448. Actual fuel mileage in my experience with this deluxe model is 23.7. I give it a thumbs up. Land Cruisers come, they're wonderful. Comes in two models. One's called a 1958. Yes, I take it that's when they came to America. And the other is this one, which is a premium class. They run from $56,000 to $70,000, and you already heard that this one is at the top of the line, $70,000. I give it a thumbs up. It's wonderful to drive, visibility, guidance, everything's great.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, 353-3401.